And we are thrilled to be joined by Kelly Stauffer from ESPN. He's calling the Badger game with Mark Kestenscher and Ian Fitzsimmons this weekend. Kelly, thanks for taking the time today to join us.
You bet. It's good to hear you guys. You were having a great time, but Mr. Brightside versus Jump Around, who the hell put that question up there?
Riley, where did that
come? Great question. That was from the Fox College Football Twitter account. So
yeah, I don't get that one. I didn't even know what Mr. Brightside was, to be honest with you.
Yeah, is it a Coldplay song? Is that
The Killers.
The Killers.
Killers. Yep. Sorry, same difference to me. But I'm not full into that genre of music. So
yeah, I'm with you.
Kelly, I'm old enough to remember you play college, and I also remember you playing for the Dolphins a little bit as well. So I wanted to first ask you have a unique perspective of you at least knew of Wisconsin, and maybe you didn't back in the day, and where they were from when you were playing college ball and a little bit in the pros to where they were under Barry Alvarez and Brett Bielema to where they are now. I think you probably have a pretty unique perspective of where this program has kind of gone since the early 90s.
Yeah, I think what I remember about Wisconsin football, first of all, Barry Alvarez is a Nebraska guy, and that's where I'm calling you from, born and raised in Nebraska. So the thing I remember about Wisconsin and that I love about Wisconsin is you always remember identity and run the football until you run it anymore and play incredibly physical defense. And you saw that kind of through one head coach to the next and I don't really see that as I turn on the tape nowadays, but I think where Wisconsin certainly has to get back to.
And so, with that, when you're coming into this game, Michigan clearly looks like the more physical and more dominant team. But when you're coming into this, Luke Fickell's a guy that's won a lot of games, and he talked a lot about how the players just need something to go right to maybe so they feel like they can, overcome adversity in a game or win a tight game. As an analyst watching a lot of games and a former player, what is that feeling like where the players start to lose confidence in their ability to really go out and overcome adversity in a game? Because that's Fickell's been pretty open about. These players need something to go right in a big game so they feel like they can overcome and can do it.
Well, and I think that's the key is you have to have something go right. It would be nice to start staying healthy. And right now, Wisconsin just seems, and really for a couple of years under Luke Fickell, they've just had such a difficult time gaining traction because they can't stay healthy. And really, you start at the QB1 position, just keeping a quarterback on the field, having some continuity at that position. In college football as well as the NFL, if you don't get quarterback one right, you don't have really a lot of things feel good to you in your program as a whole. And right now, that's, I think, what is happening with Wisconsin. They just can't keep that position on hold. And when I start the season, as an example, I start with, deciding whether teams have a chance to win a championship or let alone be a playoff team, win a national championship. I start with a quarterback position first and then the offensive line and defensive lines of scrimmage second. And right now, if you look at Wisconsin, they can't keep a quarterback healthy, and they didn't last year either, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And their offensive line isn't the offensive line that I remember Wisconsin to be. The guys that go down and eat together. Forget the name of the restaurant where they have the endless, the bottomless French fries and all those things.
Yeah, Red Robin, there was a big article about that a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly. Yep. And that's not who they are currently. And so I feel like that used to be their identity, a physical run of the football, physical running backs, an offensive line that's about seven deep, and you can just keep rotating those guys through, and a quarterback that was going to value the football and stay on the field, and they just haven't had that under Luke Fickell.
Kelly, yeah, I'm going off of that too. Is there a way to, I don't want to say the old Wisconsin, because we do know that this sport, from football has just gone through its evolution. It's moving faster. But how can Wisconsin still return to what their older roots were and still keep that modern energy in today's college football world?
I think a lot of people are doing it. I mean, I think the run game is making a comeback, not only in major college football, but also the NFL. But you have to have a quarterback that understands the game, that values the football. When I started looking at this game and thinking of the way the Wisconsin reminds me of currently, it, to some extent, it reminds me of Brent Venables at Oklahoma a year ago. And Brent Venables, we had them earlier in the year against Auburn. And they had zero identity offensively under Brent Venables up until this year. And the first thing they did is they solved the quarterback problem. And then they actually, they did this in reverse. They got the offensive coordinator, and the coordinator brought his quarterback with him. So they kind of solved that problem in one fell swoop. They had an identity offensively, which they do now, and they solved the quarterback situation. But there are a lot of teams that are building their offensive identities around a physical run game and valuing the football from the quarterback position and having a quarterback that also is somewhat mobile, that can make you plays in those money downs where you have to get it on third down and even fourth down this day and age with analytics, and being able to extend drives. And so I definitely think that Wisconsin can get back there, but this is the problem that a lot of teams like Wisconsin and others face. You have to have the money to invest in the quarterback position. I mean, you guys would be playing a team this week in Michigan that seems to be on the verge of cracking that code. You know, we know that they won the national championship in 23 under Harbaugh, and they had some identity issues offensively. If you remember, leading up to that season, Harbaugh was on his way out. Mm-hmm. And then for about 3 years, they kind of found themselves. They found a quarterback. They found an offensive line that could play together. They found the offensive identity. And obviously, it ultimately finished in that national championship in 2023. So it can be done, but this day and age, you literally go out and be willing to spend the money to solve that position first. And a lot of teams are on the outside looking when it comes to what's necessary to make that happen.
And you used to talk about the NIL, and I think it just adds even more of a microwave nation or idea to, like, hey, we need to win now. And there was Fire Fickle chance as the Badgers lost to Maryland. It was a disappointing performance from one of the former Badger players, Derek Engler, who, as a regular on this show, said he didn't see kind of that effort and heart that he's used to seeing from the Badgers, which is one thing to definitely be concerned about. But from your perspective, for Luke Fickle or any coach, what is that timeline in today's day and age where they are allowed to actually build a program without feeling the pressures of that he's feeling right now? Because I think Badger fans, if you ask them, they'd be like, let's get a new coach. But this is also a couple games into year three for Luke Fickle.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good question. And I think to some extent that timeline is somewhat of a moving target. And it depends on, you know, the patience of the administration, the circumstances. But year three is usually that time, to be honest, in many cases, kind of on average, is really making some inroads, showing real traction in year three. And I think there is somewhat of a need for patience when you have the injuries that Luke Fickle has had. But I'll be honest with you, I don't want to stir the pot here, but I was a little disturbed how the quarterback position was handled against Maryland, to be honest with you. Billy Edwards Jr. was not ready to play. And I didn't like, as a former quarterback and as a former player, seeing a player in that position. I don't care how bad he wants to play against his former team. It was that first drive on 3rd and 7 down in the red zone after the big play. They run the ball on second down. They go to throw it on 3rd down, and he wasn't willing to put his left foot on the ground. Your plant foot is a right-handed thrower. And then he isn't in that next play. They missed that field goal, you guys remember. He isn't in the first play of the next drive, but he's in the second play. So he talked his way onto the field again. And there were people that dropped the ball in that situation, to be perfectly honest. I can deal with player injuries and kind of misfortune in that sense. I can't deal with those decisions. That was desperation to me. And Luke Fickle is better than that. And so, first of all, they have to handle those decisions better. And, I mean, they're doing some really good things, obviously, on the defensive side. They can defend the run, which is going to be the key matchup against Michigan, obviously. They have some injuries on the back end that has hurt them, but they're doing some really good things defensively. Offensively, you just have to decide to pick a lane. You have to decide who you are offensively. And I know they went out and got Jeff Grimes, and I know what he stands for. Heavy RPO, want to run the football again and all those things. But you have to keep a quarterback healthy. I know you're not really in control of a lot of that, but you were in control whether Billy Edwards took the field or not. And so those decisions could be made better. But you're right. To your original question, it's difficult as a player to hear those chants about people wanting to fire your head coach, and then you have to go out and have the energy and the desire to practice hard and prepare for a team like they're going to face against Michigan. So it's a difficult time for Wisconsin football, but Wisconsin has been there before. They can get through this. They just have to decide if this is the group that's going to help them do that.
With Billy Edwards, I know Coach Fickell did address it on Monday, saying that he didn't seem thrilled with how he handled it, how Luke Fickell handled it. So I think he also has taken accountability on that. I think that they, and he talked about how there's a balance between coaches, because he talked about Jeff Grimes with some of their trick plays is trying to force something to happen, but players too trying to force something to happen, because we talked earlier about needing something to happen good. And there's a line that players have to walk, and probably coaches too, of wanting to be that spark to make something happen, but also coaching mm-hmm. and playing within yourself.
Yeah, and I know from the quarterback position firsthand, it's interconnected. You're dependent on the other guys, obviously, on that side of the ball more than any other position in sports, I think. And the harder you try to make something happen at that position, if you don't have the pieces around you, trust me, the worse it gets. So the hard part now is you're facing a really good Michigan defense, and defense is going forward with the schedule that you guys have, you know, in the yeah. coming weeks. You're playing a backup quarterback, have issues on the offensive line, and you're not very explosive. Well, that's not a good formula to be decent offensively. And so you have to decide the things that you can do well. And that's why the bye, I think, came at a perfect time, is you can kind of circle the wagons. It went from kind of rest and recovery to almost regrouping, to be perfectly honest, and deciding what pieces you have and what can we do well and play to your strength, which is your defense, particularly your front seven that can defend the run well. And just do the little things, you know, some really small steps to begin with to your point, to create some confidence in some semblance of confidence offensively, and just go from there, because you can't really do more than you're capable of doing, or more than what you have, you know, the pieces that you have to work with. So you have to decide as coaches, what do we have and what can we get the most out of right now, and worry about that today.
Kelly, I know you'll be on the call this weekend for ESPN National Radio. What are you, in terms of looking for, what are those weak spots? You mentioned that Wisconsin, although they do have these things going against them, there are some positives that this team has in terms of the weak spots that Michigan has coming up in this week. What are those spots that you're hoping that Wisconsin could potentially expose in terms of those weak spots that Michigan has?
Well, Michigan is still playing a freshman quarterback, although he's immensely gifted. He's as good as advertised, and I think he will be probably great one day if he can stay healthy. But if you're going to play Michigan, the one thing you want more than anything else is to be able to defend the run well. And Wisconsin is literally, like, right now statistically the best in the country at doing that. And I think Wisconsin doesn't give up any explosive plays defensively either. I don't think they've given up an explosive run over 20 yards. The only team in the country, I believe, that fits that description. And Michigan lives off of explosive runs. I think they had a 75, a 58, and a 37-yard touchdown against Nebraska. Nebraska defended their run fairly well, except for those three yeah. plays. And that's really all that was needed for the most part. So I think Wisconsin starts right. They can defend the run. But as the saying goes, the next step is, if you can defend a run, you then have to defend the pass, because that's what Bryce Underwood has gotten better at. From game one to through the Nebraska game, he's seen things considerably better. Plus, I think Chip Lindsey, the offensive coordinator, is handling him better. So he's getting outside the pocket. He's throwing on the run better. He still will throw some up. He'll throw into double coverage. You have a shot play, it's covered. He'll still throw the football, those type of things. But Wisconsin has to step up at the pass defensive part of it. And if they can do that as they've defended the run, I think it'll give their chance, their offense a chance to kind of settle in and find something that they feel good about. Wisconsin's never very far away from running the football. If they can five healthy offensive linemen that can run the outside zone a few times and then a mobile quarterback that can have some design runs where that's concerned, that's where a Mateer at Oklahoma made some hay against Michigan defensively. The design quarterback runs, you know, like power type runs, the Cam Newton type things where you pull a couple off offensive linemen and you have a read. I think there's some traction to be made there for Wisconsin offensively. And so get a little bit of that going as your defense is playing well. And who knows? Yeah, Wisconsin, I mean, who thought in the Oregon game a year ago? I mean, everyone saw that to be a complete blowout as well, and Wisconsin had no chance. It was a 16-13 game. The year before, something similar against Ohio State. So Wisconsin has been in games like this before, and it's going to take something very similar against Michigan.
Kelly, fantastic stuff. We're looking forward to hearing you on the call with Mark Kestershire and Ian Fitzsimmons for the Badgers against Michigan. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. You guys have a great day.
You too. That's thanks, Kelly Stauffer, former college football NFL quarterback and on the call with ESPN and the broadcast coming up this Saturday. This has been The Jump Around, a Badger-dedicated show on ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee's YouTube channels.